Follow the beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I got the chance to embrace the future, and I blew it. My internet service provider started rolling out super-duper high-speed fiber optics in my hood this month. This is the coaxial replacement we've all been waiting for. Upload as fast as you download through fibers as thin as a human hair. When we moved into our new laneway home 3 years ago, we thought we had considered all the smart home bells and whistles. Sonos sound in every room, Nest smart thermostats, you know. So when the internet guy showed up at my door with an offer in hand, I hardly blinked. This was a no-brainer. Except come installation day, I discovered that the junction box where our modem and stuff lives is actually underground, and there's no way to run fiber optics into our house without drilling through the foundation. I'll find a way. But it got me thinking about the early days of the internet, when things were really slow, and it turns out surprisingly charming and wholesome. In London, they'd installed an exhibition called 64 Bits, a free journey back in time to the world's first website in 1991. You can check it out for yourself at info.cern.ch. To the death of Web 1.0 in 2005. It's the creative, anachronistic vision of digital archaeologist Jim Bolton. 64-bit was free to visitors who could backspace to a simpler, uncrowded web on vintage computers like the odd-shaped laptop Reese Witherspoon had in Legally Blonde, and to be thoroughly entertained by the world's first meme, which was a page of dancing hamsters, or the follow-up dancing Ooga Chaka Baby from 1996. You could even try out the prehistoric selfie-making machine from Bell Labs. Created in the mid-60s, it used what amounted to an ancient webcam hooked up to a dot matrix printer, which would spit out a highly pixelated self-portrait. 64-bit recently went offline in London, but I think they should take the exhibit on the road. It seems like great therapy for those of us drumming our fingers during downloads to remember just how far things have come, for better or worse, during such a small slice of human history. I'm Cal Coat, all ears focused on the future of global music this hour, with debuts ahead from Natalie Rice and Battle of Santiago. First, pack your bags for a stay at the Echo Hotel. From Austin, it's the Echocentrics on World Beat Canada. A recent transplant from Australia to Jamaica, formerly the lead voice of Blue King Brown, that is Natalie Rise, recorded at Tuff Gong Studios in Jamaica, a new album called Rebel Frequency, and we heard Free Up Your Mind. It's also our album cover of the week, well, it was last week. You can check out all our great album covers at Pinterest. Or just follow us on Facebook at World Beat Canada. Found a great new album this week from a band called Battle of Santiago. It's called La Migra. It's made up of half Canadians, half Cubans. And they got together in their own studio, which is kind of a nice thing to have in Montreal, and spent a lot of time on this, their third disc. As a result, they claim it's a great headphone album. You might want to try yours out for Congo. This is brand new from Battle of Santiago on World Beat Canada. We'll be right back.
your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
Canadian-made Cuban jazz with a real rock attitude. I love that stuff. That's Battle of Santiago, April 27th through April 29th. It's the 11th annual April in Paris Gypsy Jazz Festival, starring Van Django, Mark Atkinson Trio, Company B Big Band, the Josh Roberts Band, and the Hot Club Cabaret. That's at the St. James Hall, 3214 West 10th Avenue in Vancouver. Global Grooves with Tambura Rasa and Robin Lane Band, May 25th at the Fox Cabaret. June 14th through 18th, it's the return of the Victoria Ska Fest with a stunning all-star lineup, including Terrace Riley, Black Seeds, Mad Caddies, Jaw 9, and many, many more. Check out SkaFest.ca for details, and Vancouver audiences don't need to miss out either. SkaFest dates on this side of the Salish Sea: Saturday, June 17th, the Black Seeds with Clinton Fearon at the Rickshaw Theater, and Sunday, June 18th, the Skints with Mike Love. The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival is getting primed for a big event at the end of June and beginning of July. Thievery Corporation are coming to the Orpheum Theater. Oh boy, June 29th. Rob Garza and Eric Hilton, a.k.a. Thievery Corporation, have been collaborating with such luminaries as David Byrne, The Flaming Lips, Femi Kuti, and Bebel Gilberto. Since 1996, Garza and Hilton have virtually defined an entire subgenre of electronic music, and now they're ready to embark on yet another journey with the release of their new album, The Temple of Ion. I listen for tracks right here on World Beat Canada Radio. We start our signal at Roundhouse Radio. That's 98.3 radio in Vancouver. CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. My name is Cal Coat.
Mother's mother's mother was born. See the children playing, and I think about the people who lived here before. Out in the fields, working in the cold, fighting through the famine and wars. Feel the heart beating through mine. Noble faces and generations weaving through the hands of time. Strength that stood before me, echoing sounds of freedom. Wind that sings the story, sending shivers right through me. Going back to my roots.
Just why it does my heart
wrapped in an enigma.
And stuffed in a pita.
This is World Beat Canada.
Canada, 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 Canada.
And still more brand new music to tickle your ears from Viu, Farka Touré, and a new album called Samba. Two albums, actually, with titles that don't mean what you think they mean. Samba actually means second born in his language, where he comes from, in Mali. Before that, we heard Arisia, who is a Ukrainian Montreal ragamuffin-y kind of artist who has definitely embraced the one drop. And her album is called Races. Now, that's not like the Indianapolis 500. That is like our roots or our estate, for instance, in Spanish. Pretty tune. Time for your Touch of the Familiar, and it's brought to us by Son of Dave, a fellow who we interviewed a while back on the program. Really enjoyed that chat. Interesting cat. He is an ex Crash Test dummy player. He plays the harp, and by that I mean the harmonica. And he moved to London, where he has taken up permanent residence. And he does his own beatboxing as well. So you've got the harmonica, you've got the voice, you got the beatboxing. That is it. And with that, those few elements, he released explosive hits, covers of some oddball tracks that you wouldn't expect to be done in that kind of fashion. For instance, the old Technotronics Dance Floor hit, Pump Up the Jam. Here you go. It's Son of Dave with Pump Up the Jam, your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada.
Pump up the jam, pump it up when your feet are stomping. And the beats start pumping, look here, the crowd start jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party started on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you'll find out if you do that. Pump up the jam, pump it up, and your feet are stomping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd start jumping. It up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you'll find out if you do that.
Down to its essential elements, the 1989 hit Pump Up the Jam by Technotronics, as interpreted by the Son of Dave. The Chamanas straddle the U.S.-Mexican border in a way that Trump's wall hopefully never will, between El Paso and Chihuahua. From their new album, they bring us Purple, Yellow, Red, and Blue. That's straight ahead on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coote.
So wash your face, start kneading your flour.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Now, Melda, you must be.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Yes, darling, it must remain.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Your sweeping to make your bed is of interest. Then you throw away last night's business.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Don't mind, don't stop at all now.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Dirty, gum, 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 gum.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Well, Melda, you mustn't be. Your clothes ready and give your teeth a good brushing. Wash your face and your something, something.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Mel, Melda, you must be.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Gimme, mum. Oh, oh.
Wash your hands and clean your fingernails.
Hot, top, hot, don't stop.
So important. A little bit of a personal hygiene lesson from Reptile Palace Orchestra from Madison, Wisconsin, and the album Songs and Dances of Madisonia. That was originally done by a Trinidadian calypsonian by the name of Roaring Lion. And wash your hands and don't forget to clean your fingernails. Here's Solo Rosa. They're from Auckland, New Zealand with the Ace of Space from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back. this is Alex Cuba. You've discovered the beat of the world on Worldbeat Canada Radio.
En mi guitarra se quedó la maravilla de una voz en un acorde que prendió mi vida. Un arco iris trae el sol a cada cuerda que le doy con sutileza y a favor del tiempo. Que me estremece en los silencios, busca siempre aquel tono perfecto, perfecto. Las notas que sonando van del pensamiento hasta mi afán, no sé escribirlas, no me dan paciencia. Soplando el mi de un acordeón, marchando con la percusión, la voz me agita si no voy a oírla. En permanente sintonía, cada onda grita que ella es mía y mía. Sueño contigo, te he visto en la aurora, en mi guitarra desnuda y sonora, llenas el brillo de una realidad que nunca esconde de mí tu extraño amor. Se quedó la sinfonía de una voz que a mi esperanza la encontró dormida. Yo estaba al borde del temor y pudo abrirme el corazón con un minuendo de ilusión escrita en los acentos más profundos que el silencio le ha dado a mi vida, a mi vida. Sueño contigo, te he visto en la aurora, en mi guitarra desnuda y sonora, llenas el brillo de una realidad que nunca esconde de mí tu extraño amor, tu extraño amor, tu extraño amor, oh yeah. Sensación, he podido hoy de sus besos ser testigo. Es verdad, ya no es sensación. He podido hoy de sus besos ser testigo. Es verdad, ya no es sensación. He podido hoy.
I love the sound of real strings. They really sweeten up the mix. There's a couple of different approaches for you. From Alex Cuba's brand new album, The Only Constant, that was En Mi Guitarra. That's all he needs. It's just his guitar and his velvety smooth voice. Sola Rosa with some strings as well, but applied in a global blaxploitation kind of a way. Super groovy, the ace of space. This is World Beat Canada. Time to squeeze in a couple of more on the way out. My name is Cal Coot. We'll be right back. Different approaches to Northwestern African music. That is French bassist Eric Ragou and his group, along with the voice of Senegalese singer Leye Kouate and Touki, or Do Not Forget Where You Came From. Before that, Kamakres and the Tuareg Rockers have never forgotten their ancestral home, which is Kidal. That's the name of their new album. And Adoutat Salela. We're going to go out on a palate cleanser, which reminds me very much of Steely Dan. The group is called The Sextones. They're from the High Plains of Nevada. Their new album is called Moonlight Vision, and they obsessed over this. They are meticulous about it in the same way that Becker and Fagen were, two of my musical heroes of my youth. And coincidentally, we're going to hear Blame It on My Youth on the way out. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Check out Kelton A Twist with Patricia Fraser. Sign up, subscribe for free at the iTunes Store if you're not listening regularly already on one of our affiliate stations. And do visit the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, a vast resource of all things contemporary global music. Our last word goes to Michelle Obama. Kind of miss her. You may not always have a comfortable life, and you will not always be able to solve all of the world's problems at once. But don't ever underestimate the importance you can have, because history has shown us that courage can be contagious, and hope can take on a life of its own.
Yeah. in all my youth.
Communications.